I've got a conspiracy theory throughout.
Okay.
This is a good one. This might be Brad's best conspiracy theory ever. Ready?
TM.
Ready for this?
Okay.
Panos Panay gets pushed out of windows because of whatever reasons. Choose your own adventure there, whatever it is. He ends up on Amazon. He's like, hey, how can I get back at those people who pushed me out of my own company? Oh, I will kill the Amazon App Store on Windows.
I love it.
And now they're pulling Android, which was sort of a surprise announcement yesterday, but I think that's in tandem to probably Amazon saying, like, look, nobody's using these apps. We're going to stop supporting this. And Microsoft's like, okay, so then we'll just rip out Android from Windows 11, and there we go. And that'll wrap it up.
Nice. Wow. I never even considered that. Interesting. I mean, he's...
I'm not saying it's wrong or right, but I mean, it's like, meh.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of running the devices part of the business, but then again, devices are where those apps run.
Well, and you would have to think that if Amazon is sitting there saying, like, what should we do with this App Store on Windows? Like, oh, I bet Panos probably has a thought on it. Like, hey, Panos, how many people were actually using this? And he's like, oh, nobody.
Well, I'm pretty sure Amazon has a pretty good idea, too.
Yeah, they probably do.
Well, I think that's the central question is, what was the root cause of this? And by that, I guess I mean Microsoft or Amazon, right?
Right, right. We don't.
This thing was never going to take off with Amazon apps. I think it was as recently as last summer or something. They were talking about 50,000 apps. You know, you look in the store and it's like, yeah, there's 180 or whatever the number was. And three of them are any good.
Yeah.
I don't know if Microsoft actually thought they were going to entice Google to do this, but sometime in the past, I don't know, 18 months or so, they launched something called something like Play Games for Windows Beta or something.
Yep.
And the first couple of times Google contacted me about that, they were really specific. In fact, they kind of explicitly asked that I highlight the fact that this thing is not using WSA in any way, shape, or form. Like, this is their own thing. And so it's another emulator. It's another, like, they weren't streaming the apps. It's still, I think this thing is still in beta, but, or games, most it's games, but I'm not even sure why they did it, honestly, but whatever. Anyway, the point was they had their own emulator technology, and they were like, we don't see any reason to integrate with the thing Microsoft made. I think I really keep saying this. The love lost, if you will, there's never been love, but the hate between those two companies runs deep. And
it does.
It sucks because if they could get it together, there's some synergy there for people on the client that I think is important and would be great for every, you know, for a lot of shared customers, but man, are they not interested in that?
Nope.
You know, not they're just close. Not.
Which is why this is way off topic, but it's related when people are like, I want one AI to rule them all. You're never going to get it unless it comes from a company not named Microsoft and not named Google, because you know, those two companies.
Here's the thing though.
They hate each other.
Look, everyone does things differently. Obviously, in our space, we have a lot of people like kind of the Microsoft guys, you know, and they're gonna buy the Surface devices, no matter how dumb. They're gonna, you know, they're just all in. But most people, I think, I hope, you know, kind of pick and choose what's best for them. And if you look, anyone could do this. Just look at the apps on your computer. I mean, mine is rather eclectic. I'm probably not a good example, but. You know, you have people who run like a Google Chrome browser that might use Microsoft Office. You might use Adobe Photoshop Elements or something like I do or whatever. Different vendors, different things, you know. I think AI is going to be the same thing. I mean, something simple like, not that people are going to be shopping around for grammar and spelling checkers exactly, but then again, you could get I'm getting increasingly upset with Grammarly, but let's just use Grammarly. You can buy this app.
Because I just uninstalled it from mine.
Yeah, no, my wife and I talk about this all the time because we're writers, right? And there's some serious problems there. But there's something to be said for an application you can install on Windows where it applies its capabilities to any app.
Yep.
So you could be running Notepad and get full grammar checking and all that stuff. I mean, not horrible, right? The app itself is maybe not the best solution. But maybe that's what AI is ultimately, right? It becomes these little helpers and you know, we'll have this, here's my top 10 AI helpers, for lack of a better term, for Windows or for Android or for iOS or whatever. Like, I mean, we may, this may be the path.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. I mean, who knows? I know. Well, listen, talk to me in 30 days, it'll be completely different because this stuff is happening so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anthropic just said that their new model is equivalent to whatever GPT-4 or slightly better. Mm-hmm. And
yep. Yep.
They're all just flying all over.
Yes. And Anthropic is kind of following the model that Google followed with Gemini, where they have three tiers. And, you know, we see things that are like kind of subsets that can run locally. And we're going to, it's going to be, man, it is quite a period of churn. I really don't think there's any, you know, there are still doubters out there, but I don't think we've experienced anything like this in this industry. No, as crazy as it's been. You know,
I will die on the hill that image and soon to be video generation will be the killer app.
Yeah.
And then that will drag the rest of the technology with it and people usage of it. It's like, oh, it can do images, videos. Okay. Have it write my email or something. I don't know.
We could go back to the very first commentary we ever said about this kind of stuff. I remember the first thing you said that really stuck with me was you were talking about using it for programming tasks, like, right? Yep.
Python specifically.
Not Python. I always get the language wrong. I'm sorry. Not Python.
No, it's Python.
Oh, it's Python. Good. Okay. Yeah. So Python, right? Then you could see immediately how useful that was. And I use an invented example, but once a year you have like this PowerPoint presentation to do. You're not a PowerPoint guy. And then every year you use it and it's like you've used the app for the first time. You're like, I got to figure this thing out again. And actually for me, the real world example of that is Excel, right? So every January, I look back at the year for PC sales and I do my update my chart. And every year, I have no idea how that chart works. In fact, I can prove it to you because you could go back and look at that article from the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. The last two or three, they're not multicolor anymore because I can't figure out. I even though I used to know how to, or I would figure it out in the past, it's hard. So I think this coming year, we'll do another one. And AI will make it for me. And I'll say, make all the, every year a different color, right? This stuff is useful. Just day to day. I don't know. It's fascinating.
Here's some insanity. Mm-hmm. And this is so perfectly Apple, but it is insane.
Yep.
So currently, if you use these alternative app stores in the EU, which as of right now, we've already discussed, but they've really, you know, done a number on how you actually install these and like made it a terrible experience.
Yep.
They have increased the amplitude of terribleness that if you travel outside the EU, these things may not work.
Right. So I saw that headline. I haven't looked too deeply into this, but I'll just say there are other examples of things that work that way. I expect that Apple will be particularly aggressive, right? Because they're terrible. But, you know, for example, Google Fi, I can't just come here for 9 months straight and use Google Fi the whole time. At some point, they're going to write me and say, this isn't designed for someone who lives overseas, right? You're supposed to go in and out. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the actual time frame is, but it's months. I mean, you could do it for months. So, to be fair to Apple, and I, you know, hate to do that, but to be fair to Apple, I don't think they know exactly. I think that, you know, this is still new. Like, we're still, and it's probably going to change, right? I think the EU is going to come down on these guys pretty hard and say, yeah, you're not actually doing what we asked.
Yeah. And Google just announced their stuff, which is, again, just as terrible. So,
yeah, it better in some ways, but yeah, just as terrible. I mean, it's little things, right?
None of what anybody wants. Everybody wants to be able to like go to Microsoft.com, click an app. It just downloads and puts the thing on your screen and then bada bing, bada boom, you're good. And that is what we hoped we get. And that is not what has been delivered.
I think we will eventually, honestly. Yeah. I think we have to, but yeah, some people will probably point at what Google's doing and say, see, here's evidence that, you know, these things have to be this way. And it's like, no. Google literally, when it comes to app stores, just copies Apple 100%. And they've always done that. When Apple did they went from 30 to 15/30. Google's like, yep, we're doing the same thing. Like, they just, I think they're going to ride that train because both these companies want to retain these revenues for as long as they can, which honestly makes sense. But it's not it's arbitrary. Apple is arbitrary and Google's like, yeah, let's just, you know, ride their coattails.
Yep. Well, it's a good exercise in PR because here we are talking about how bad the experience will be, which will persuade people to not potentially do this.
Sure. And we don't even live in Europe.
No, we don't.
So we can't even use this.
That has always been our downfall throughout.
Someday Portugal. I'm coming.